This morning, we're hosting Anita from Lavenir d'Orville, our planning body. Good morning, Anita, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
And the talk would be about collaborative planning session, which it would be actually the main event this week, from today until Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m., when it would be final presentation. Why the team of Lavenir d'Orville decided to do such a workshop?
Well, actually, it fell in our lap, this offer from a couple of residents, Mita and AVI Internationals. They met with Mr. Andreas Fonzado, who is the main coordinator and process designer for this workshop. And as a part of the 50th anniversary initiative, this opportunity landed in our laps. And we had experienced a planning workshop with Andreas 10 years ago on sustainable regions. We had really appreciated the methodology used. And at Lavenir, I suppose I don't need to go into any details about the massive challenges that we face trying to plan. So this seemed like a very good instrument to begin to find ways on how to tackle our job.
We know there are massive challenges because also the team members were stepping down, and it's always hard to find new members to work with you guys, no?
Yes.
Actually, the whole week will be divided in two parts. Yeah, one is the planning charrette, which is for invites only, and then the afternoon session, which are open participatory session for all the residents. Right.
I would just like to say that the morning sessions are invites and registration because of a reason, which is that we want the key role players, whether they are residents or working group members or units and bodies and trusts that are working in the field of planning, development, organization. And so we have tried to invite as many people as we could personally. But it's not a closed door session, but we need a registration and
but
a clear
also,
commitment.
I believe you need a commitment, yeah?
Yes, we need a commitment.
Week, yeah.
Because the idea is that it's a focused working group that would look holistically at our built environment, our natural environment, our socio-economy and organization.
And also spiritual environment, no?
This is, everything is coming from the spiritual environment. That's the whole, that's why we said to translate the purpose of Orville. And the purpose of Orville is in the vision, in the dream, in the charter. And it's very unique and very beautiful.
Yes.
But very challenging. And at the same time, really challenging.
Challenging on all levels of life, not only on planning, no?
Yes, that's why we talked about our life in Orville. How do we plan for our life in Orville? Built environment is one part of our life. But the natural environment, the organization, our economy, are other ways how our life is influenced and becomes richer and truer to the dream of Orville.
Yeah, true. You were talking about methodology of Andreas Fonzado. What kind of methodology is that?
He works in, well, he will be here later in the day to talk more about it. But the design in terms of process of having a large number of stakeholders, which is in the case of Orville, all the residents of Orville are stakeholders of Orville in one way. We are taking this first step by breaking it into two sessions. To manage the inputs and outputs, to process them differently. So we will try that out. Morning sessions are with this focus group where clear tasks or clear headlines for brainstorming would be defined by the group. And Andreas Fonzado will be the process holder and facilitator. And there are other experts from the field of governance and town planning who will be there with him.
Quite many, no?
There are seven more of them coming, joining him. And we are very happy, not just that they are there to conduct the workshop, but at Lavenir, we are also happy to have this chance to interact with professionals from the field of planning and not seen from a very cut and dry development perspective, but I think many of them come from that holistic perspective, spiritual perspective. So we are excited to talk to them as professionals to learn and get more insights into our job.
It sounds really interesting and exciting, yeah? And the afternoon session would be everyone is welcome to participate. It's not so committed wise that you need to be
it's
there
on all the sessions. It's a walk-in participation for the afternoon sessions. The morning sessions, people are also invited to the afternoon. The afternoon sessions are in two parts. One part is presentations mm-hmm. from the visiting team mm-hmm. and then facilitated brainstorming session in smaller groups. Andreas will tell us more about that maybe. In small groups to get impulses from the community, which we would take into the morning sessions work.
Yeah.
The intention is that.
Makes sense.
And on Saturday the 12th, the final presentation will be on the process of the workshop, both in the morning and afternoon mm-hmm. sessions, the outputs that came out in both, how mm-hmm. they influenced each other, and what would be the recommendations seen from the city, visiting team.
For the city to roll, yes. plan yes. forward, yeah?
Yes.
Cool. And that way also anybody will be heard, right?
Everybody will be heard.
If they want to, no?
If they want to. If they want to. Anybody who... Well, we had a slogan which we didn't use, which said, if you care, be there. So and everybody who cares and comes there will be heard.
That's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
And which criteria did you decide? How did you choose the international participants? You said there's Andrea Fonzado and his wife. And
well, Andreas Fonzado chose us, and then he reached out to people that he works with. So we were very much guided by Andreas in this. It was not that we didn't send him a wish list.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we didn't have one. This was really a gift in that sense.
Because they are really from different countries, from urban designers to
landscape planners,
yes, to community planners,
yes,
lots of things, architects,
yes,
and also I think some spiritual and parts are there.
This is part of the Fonzado collaborate when they work on mm-hmm. different projects in Europe and the world over. They collaborate together. That is why I think he reached out to the
so
people.
So that is
that
the team he works with, right?
Yes, okay. In different.
But I think he will tell
tasks.
Me more about it in
yes.
the interview later on. Okay, Anita, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. And I would like to enthusiastically invite everybody to the morning sessions, to the afternoon sessions. If you want to come to the morning sessions, please call us at L'Avenir. Let us know and we'll see if the list is not already super full. We'll try to accommodate you.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye.